There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I held the golden vessel of my soul and prayed that God would fill it from on high. Day after day, the importuning cry grew stronger, grew. A heaven accusing dole, because no sacred waters laved my bowl. So full the fountain, Lord, wouldst thou deny the little needed for a soul's supply? I asked but this small portion of thy whole. Then from the vast invisible somewhere, a voice, as one love authorized by him, spake, and the tumult of my heart was stilled. Who wants the water? Must the ball prepare? Pour out the self that chokes it to the brim, an emptied vessel from the source are filled. That's one of the beautiful poems by Ella Wilcox, the American poetess. She is asking God that my heart is like a golden vessel. I have kept it in front of you. You are whole. At least fill it with a portion. She was beseeching, imploring God. And then suddenly God spoke. Suddenly a voice came from above. And that voice said, if you want this ball to be filled, first empty it with your own self. Then only the grace will come. Then only the blessings will come, otherwise not. There's a story of a king who went to a saint and he asked that saint to shower blessings upon him, to shower grace upon him. But the saint said, I'll give you blessings and grace only if you give me something. What is that something? Go and bring lioness milk for me. So the king goes out. And with much difficulty, He harnesses lion's milk and brings it. But whilst coming, as he is bringing that milk in a vessel of clay, and the lioness milk is very acidic. By the time the king reaches the saint, the milk is gone. The saint says, "Where is the milk?" He says, "It was in the vessel. It's no more there now." And the saint says, "It was lioness milk. You cannot bring it in ordinary clay vessel. You will need a golden vessel." So king goes back and with much difficulty again gets the lioness milk and then brings that milk this time in the golden vessel. And the saint says, "You are like the vessel of clay. Unless and until you become golden vessel, how can I shower my grace upon you? First become pure like the golden vessel. Then only the blessing, the grace, the love would come upon you." So that's a popular saying that lioness milk can be stored only in golden vessel. To what extent this is correct, nobody knows. The very attempt to get lioness milk is life-threatening. Whatever. But we have heard this saying multiple times in Murli. Baba has been using that this Gyan is like lioness milk. And only the intellect, which has become like the golden vessel, can contain this milk. Sherni ka doodh. So this is lioness milk. It can stay only in the golden vessel. But which golden vessel? What golden vessel? When Baba says golden vessel, what he is referring to? And first of all, this is lioness milk. It's not an ordinary milk. Lioness milk. How do you get it? Will lioness allow? So it's very rare event. So this Gyan is like this rare milk, Durlap, rarest of the rare, difficult to get, sometimes impossible. But the saying goes on. And golden vessel. Even if you get it, you need a golden vessel, a vessel of clay, soil, cannot hold this milk. So Baba says, become like the golden vessel. So what is golden vessel? Golden vessel is the divine intellect. Golden vessel is the pure intellect. Sato guni intellect. Sato pradhan intellect. One of the functions of intellects, one of the functions is to imbibe, to store, to gather, to memorize, to rationalize. So unless and until intellect becomes pure, this knowledge cannot stay. Second is refined intellect. Intellect should become refined. The grossness should go away. Third, broad intellect. The intellect should become very broad. Narrow intellect with tubular vision, with myopic vision, cannot contain this knowledge. Creative intellect, inventive intellect. You create new things. Reflective intellect. Intellect which can churn, which can contemplate, with churning power. Reflective intellect. Clean, clear intellect. Without any haziness. Plain intellect. Without any confusion. Unlimited, Vishal, Behat. Very big. So Baba talks about different types of intellect. In fact, there is only one intellect, with different names given, with subtle nuances. Purity of intellect. Day by day, as we progress ahead, our intellect should become pure. A pure intellect is discriminative intellect. It will have power of discrimination. What is right? What is wrong? What to do? What not to do? What is essence? What is not essenceful? So this discernment, this discretion, this power of discernment is with intellect. So golden vessel means pure intellect. So make the intellect pure. The more purity we achieve, our decisions change. Life is a series of taking decisions. From morning till night, we have to keep on taking decisions. To do or not to do, to go or not to go, to speak or not to speak, to behave in this manner or that manner, to meet or not to meet, to message or not to message, to eat or not to eat, to drink or not to drink, to sleep or not to sleep, to go for meditation or not to meditate. So it's all about meditation, intellect. So once the intellect starts becoming pure, automatically we don't like all those things that take us to lower consciousness. Automatically we are not interested in all those things which belong to low consciousness, all those things that make us heavy, all those things that bind you. We love to go up to the world, a new territory, which is uncharted, which is unknown. So all attempts are to increase this purity. And how do you increase your purity? Whether you call it pure intellect, broad intellect, reflective intellect, creative intellect, inventive intellect, discriminative intellect, reflexive intellect, clear intellect, clean intellect, broad intellect, unlimited intellect, or the intellect which is the knower of the three time, or essenceful intellect, or loveful intellect, sharp intellect, shrewd intellect, whatever you call it. Intellect is like the razor's edge, very sharp. How to achieve such an intellect? Divine intellect. Getting rid of undivine and making it more and more divine. Spiritual intellect. Not the material intellect, not the mundane intellect, not the worldly intellect, not the calculating intellect, not the corrupt intellect, impure, not the hyper myopic intellect, buffalo intellect, stone intellect. Not that careless, lackadaisical intellect. So how to make the intellect divine? How to make it pure? How to make it broad? What are the methods? The first is churn knowledge. If the knowledge stays in the intellect for a long time, it starts becoming pure. But the knowledge should stay there. And how do we allow the knowledge to stay? By reading, by churning, by listening, by writing, by discussing. If you don't discuss knowledge, you have hundreds of other things to discuss, which are absolutely waste. And there is no end to the waste news. The world is filled with interesting, tasty and spicy news. Hot news. And there are gossip mongers. They are interested in new news. What is the latest update? We knew till this time, but what happened after that? So they are in search of people who are filled with hot, spicy news. Deep discussion. Deep churning of waste and negative. If you churn waste, what is the result? More waste. If you churn negative, what is the result? More negative. Do you become fragrant or full of bad odor when you churn waste and negative? And remember, if you talk about somebody or something, and if that something or something is incorrect, indirectly you are incurring sin. You are becoming sinful soul. There is a person A and there is B. If B is talking against A, and later on B comes to know that it was not correct, then what? That A was right. So churn knowledge. That is the method to become pure. The world is full of waste and negative. Baba used to give the example of joss sticks. Agarbatti. It doesn't say that. The atmosphere is so bad. The atmosphere is so odorous. What should I do? It doesn't say anything. It is such a thin-built personality. And yet, it spreads the fragrance, the aroma, and changes the atmosphere. And the bad odor and the fetid odor is suppressed. So become like joss sticks. So first method to become pure is churn knowledge. Stop listening, speaking negative waste. Even if others are speaking and even if you are hearing, it's better to stay silent. Your comment is not needed in every situation. Unless and until it is asked, don't comment. Because there is 99% chance that whatever you will say, that is untruth. Far from truth. Because we do not know other person. Husband and wife stay together for 30 or 40 years. Yet they cannot say that we know each other. So it's very difficult to say that we know each other. And it is much more difficult to say that we know God. We really do not know ourselves. We don't know ourselves, we don't know others, we don't know God. And we behave as if we know everything. It's such a foolery. It's absolute stupidity. Stop and know oneself. Regarding the task of knowing others, leave it to God. He's sitting there. He has a lot of time. He will take care. The director is there. You don't have to think of why other actors are not working well. That is their account. They might get less salary and less publicity. You focus on yourself, on your own actions and your own dialogues, your own dance steps. You don't have to pinpoint that somebody or some other person is not dancing well. That's none of your business. So to become pure, what is needed is Gyan. But it's not about reading Gyan or only simply writing something or listening. It's understanding it. The second thing which is needed for purity is meditation. But what is the quality of meditation that we are having? And what is meditation? Is it simply sitting and just repeating some slogan or some affirmations? I'm soul, I'm soul, I'm soul. Or talking with some higher power. Is that alone the meditation? Meditation is experience. Meditation is realization. Meditation is connecting with the higher source. Meditation is elevating oneself to higher consciousness. And when you reach higher consciousness, you cannot talk about small things, gross things. You cannot talk negative. Even if you try, you cannot. When you are on a higher plane, imagine a person who has observed 3 days of silence, absolute silence, and suddenly somebody comes and starts chit-chatting. There is no desire to speak because he has moved to higher consciousness. Somebody who has done fasting for 3 days and suddenly you offer him sumptuous meal, he is least interested because he has tasted the subtle, the divine. Even if he wants, he cannot. In the similar manner, when you stay on the higher consciousness and somebody comes to you with spicy news, you are least interested. It's only when you are at the lower level of consciousness, you enjoy. Rather, you want, you crave, or if you don't get, you find, you search. So, meditation is the elevation of consciousness. Meditation is the upgradation of consciousness. If that is not happening, then probably you have lost the path. The third method is go near nature. You feel the purity of nature. The nature is pristine, original, uncontaminated, unadulterated. Go to those places where human beings don't reach. Some wild sanctuary, some sacred place, some forest where there is pure energy. Connect yourself with that pure energy. When you feed off pure energy, you don't need any gross things. When you feed it yourself with higher energy, so you feel that purity. So, the method to become pure is reconnect yourself with nature. Other thing is affirmations. In one of the Avyakta Sandesh, Baba had said there are 3 types of flower. The first flowers are iron flowers. The second flower are aluminium. And third are natural. Iron flowers are those with very tough sanskars. You have to do a lot of effort. First you have to put them in fire, then only they bend. That's very tough sanskars. The second type of sanskars are aluminium. With little hitting, they can change. But the third are natural. You make purity your natural sanskar. There are 3 types of affirmations. First is present, second future, third natural. For example, if you want to lose weight, one is, I am losing weight. Present tense. Another is future tense. I will soon lose weight. And third, my weight is very low, already less. It's natural. For example, somebody wants to give up smoking. The first is present tense. I have given up smoking. I have given up smoking. I am giving up smoking. Third, I will soon give up smoking. I will soon give up smoking. Third, giving up smoking is very easy for me. I never smoke, in fact. Yesterday he might have smoked, but he will talk as if, I don't know what is, I, this smell of this cigarette is, I can't just stand it. So also Brahmacharya. One is present tense. I am becoming celibate. I am becoming pure. Second, future tense. I will soon become pure. Third, I am always pure. There is no question of impurity. Impurity never touched me ever. So there are three types of affirmations. Past tense, present tense, future tense, and natural. If you are sick, I am healthy. I am becoming healthy. I am becoming healthy. Second, I will soon become healthy. Third, I am always healthy. I have never been sick. I don't know what sickness is. Avidya of sickness. So also. Natural. This is my natural nature. My natural nature is purity. I am pure. I was pure. I am pure. I will become pure. I am becoming pure. Past tense, present tense, past, future tense, past continuous tense, present continuous tense, future continuous tense. This is spiritual grammar. Put your affirmations in as many tenses as possible. I was pure. Past tense. I am pure. Present tense. I will become pure. I was pure. I had been pure. I am becoming pure. I will become pure. So whatever tenses you know, put them in affirmations. Whatever metaphors, similes, aphorisms, everything, figures of speech, you know. My purity is like the purity of rainbow. Simile. Metaphor. Oh, my purity, like the moon. Antithesis. Anything. You collect any figure of speech from English grammar and create your affirmations. So become pure. Have pure intellect. Om Shanti.